why did you stay after our meeting?
Well, first of all, I asked when the meeting was, and you said it's all different times. You don't know when it is. And I asked yesterday, when is the meeting on Sunday? And they said it's all different times. What, am I supposed to just camp in front of your yard and then you'll call the police and say I'm harassing you? I don't do those things.
We don't have any intention on calling the police on you. And especially if you're going to be well-behaved by God's grace.
Yeah, well, in your town, I wouldn't trust in that. Your mayor is a wicked man. Let me just say that. You could see him on video, too. After your police officer was very kind to us, Steve, the older gentleman, told us we could stand on the corners, make sure we're not right in the intersection. Wow, your mayor, I don't know how you deal with him in the past, but what a wicked Baptist man. He came up and, yeah, you could see it. We put it up there. Terrible. Terrible. But again, I still don't have an answer. Why am I not talking to Sean? Oh, and you said something. This brings up one of my points of contention. Today is the Lord's Day. I would love for you to email me a teaching in Scripture to show me that Sunday is the Lord's Day. Is that what you meant? Because today's Sunday.
Yes, we would make that point.
Okay. I'd love to see a teaching on that because I have many people that I've refuted. I've never seen a biblical teaching to make Sunday the Lord's Day. Every day is the Lord's Day. Sunday is no more different than any other day. Saturday used to be the traditional Sabbath with the Jews. I don't keep Saturday Sabbath. I'd love to see that. This is just another point where, and I'll just throw this in there. You guys say you're not part of American churchianity, but you practice a form of it. You say you don't lift up Calvinistic men. Rick, you and I went over this. In the past, they lifted up Paul Washer. When I asked Rick face-to-face, how could you lift up a Calvinistic man like Paul Washer? Go listen to the audio. Rick said to me, well, Paul fell into sin. And I looked at him with surprise and said, when was Paul Washer never a Calvinist? When he was 13? I don't know. You guys lift up... You lift up Calvinistic...
Videos?
You lift up Calvinistic... false men like Rolf, is it right? Rolf Barnard? And yet you claim you're not part of evangelicalism, and now here you're telling me Sunday's the Lord's Day. This is a lie. The last time I read Revelation 21, Revelation 22, tells me liars will not enter in the kingdom of heaven. You're following Roman Catholicism and evangelicalism more than you think, gentlemen.
Jim, I just want to reemphasize that I'm glad to speak at length, but I just entreat that there would be time to answer your questions and that you wouldn't just kind of like pass on to the next accusation. You know, I believe every day is the Lord's day as well. All the days belong to the Lord. Praise God. But I fear that there's a hastiness to like come to conclusions, like you didn't really like ask us. And I'm not saying that we should turn aside to that topic. There's already many topics that we haven't even answered
I just
yet.
Asked, Jordan, I just asked. I said, did you mean Sunday was the Lord's Day? You said, yes, we would hold to that. Did you not say that?
But did you ask if I don't believe the Lord owns the other days?
So Sunday is not a special Lord's Day?
I would like to ask you questions about that if we were going to have a conversation. I don't like to assume. I like to ask questions. I like to know what the person is saying. But this is my charitable entreaty to you that you would have the same patience and long suffering and inquiry and not an aggressive assumption that we are part of some. I really don't know all your beliefs, so I'm trying to do the same toward you. I'm trying to have patience and, you know, hear you out and ask questions, and I let you speak all your heart about this matter with Paul and John the Baptist and the Lord. And I have a number of things I'd like to say about that, but I'm not trying to corner you or cut you off or, you know, I love your soul, Jim, truly. And so we're not trying to win an argument. We love you. We love the souls of men. We pray for you. I'm willing to speak about anything at length. I just entreat long suffering and I entreat that we'd be able to go to the Scriptures. Yeah.
Well, again, I asked, you said today's the Lord's Day. I asked the question, and if you go back, if you're audio taping, if you go back and play the audio, I said, I didn't judge, I didn't make a decision. I said, I would love for you to email me, I believe that's what I said, a teaching on that so I could test it, because Sunday is not the Lord's Day. That's exactly what I said, Jordan. I didn't judge you. I didn't say what you believe. I asked a question. And I don't have to ask or I don't have to wonder. You guys promote Calvinistic type men in the past, and you're doing so yet today. Across the top of your website is 7-8 men that are of the evangelical American churchianity bent. And I asked your young Hispanic man, I only say Hispanic because he was the only, there was another older Hispanic man, so you could know who it was, a young man on a bike. And I said, who are we supposed to lift up? And he said, God. And I said, yeah, Jesus Christ. Why is Church of Wells, lifting up a whole bunch of men? So I don't see, this is the problem. I don't need to second guess.
Do you want an answer to those questions, Jim?
Let me just say this. I don't need to second guess. If you guys heard me start cussing like a sailor with your own ears, and you look at each other as a testimony, and you go, did you just hear what I heard? This man is a wicked, vile sailor language man. Yes, we make a right judgment. All I have to do is look on your website, and yeah, you can give an answer to see that you promote, did in the past. Rick made excuses for Paul Washer, who is a blatant Calvinist, heretic, and you're continuing to do it with men. Now I see, I don't know when you did, you moved away from Paul Washer. I think that's because he wanted to sue you guys for using his sermons or something. Someone told me, you tell me if that's true or not. He distanced himself from you guys. Now it's Ralph Barnhart, who's dead, and pretty hard to distance yourself once you're dead. But again, we're going on to another topic. But
yeah,
I'm laying the foundation why I stand against you guys, not with you.
Well, do you want a conversation, or are you here to just like rail accusations that you don't really know the answers to?
Are we not conversing? Am I yelling and screaming at you?
Well, a conversation, you know, in my understanding, Jim, is where you ask a question and you actually want an answer.
Okay, and I'm still waiting for you to tell me why Sean and Jake are not speaking to me instead of you two. I asked that in the beginning. I'm still waiting for that answer.
Well, we've been trying to answer that, but you have turned aside on multiple fronts on the Lord's Day, and you did accuse us. You didn't just say you'd like a teaching sent to you. I was thankful for that. But after that, you used it as an accusation, and you can listen to the audio if you don't remember.
Yeah. I said, if you're teaching Sunday is the Lord's Day, that's false. That's what I said.
No, you didn't say that. Well, why would you then want a teaching if you're already convinced that it's false?
Are we not to test all things? Don't I want to make it right? That's why I'm asking you. That's why I came and talked to you face to face, Rick. That's why I put my facts in their own words on my website so they could give an answer. And they, Sean, Jake, and Ryan, have never given one single answer. Please, please, don't try to make this look like I've been impatient. I haven't given anyone a chance to answer. Your main founder, Sean, knew about this testing 3 years ago. Rick, you faced me, and we talked 3 years ago. You knew about the testing. Rudy Wigan, 3 years ago, right before I talked to you, knew about this testing. Rudy, I ran into him the other day, and I need to remind you, he lied. 3 years ago, he said, yeah, I've got some issues with our body. He said that. And he said, I do need to set up something, and I'll get back to you. Rudy never did. So I'm seeing the fruit of your body.
I saw the video that you posted. Yeah. That was wrong of Rudy. He should have gotten back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, Jake, Ryan, same thing. So I'm not making accusations that I can't easily prove. They're right on my website. I don't do that. I don't slander people. And when you say, why would I want to see a teaching? Because I want to see exactly what you teach. Isn't that what a person that's testing is supposed to do? So when you said today's the Lord's Day, I probed and said, do you teach Sunday's the Lord's Day? And you said, we do teach that. So I'm assuming if you gather on Sunday, you believe it's the Lord's Day. I'm assuming, you tell me if I'm wrong, you're holding it to some religious significance. Then you said, every day's the Lord's Day. So do you guys, you know, that's a whole nother topic. I said, send me a teaching. But of course, why wouldn't I want to test? Do you guys like to test?
Well, Jim, if I could just say, Jim, I didn't condemn that. I said I was thankful for that. But then after that portion of the conversation, you mentioned the Lord's Day and you mentioned Calvinist teaching, and you used that to lump us in together with evangelicals and Roman Catholicism that we're following that more than we know.
Yes, I did say that, because you are.
But these are assumptions,
no,
and you don't care.
You don't care to hear
the answer. Well, you asked for a teaching. You don't know our teaching on the topic yet, so I don't.
Well,
I'm not sure how you call that back.
Well, what I have right now is you gather on Sunday. You call it the Lord's Day. I've heard Sean say Sunday's the Lord's Day. So until you prove otherwise, it looks like you teach Sunday's the Lord's Day. I welcome an email teaching. Wow, our email's going to start flying in. I've waited 3 years. This is amazing if this happens.
Amen. So I told you I was thankful for that. That's a blessed response, and I was glad that we weren't going to turn aside for that. But what you did after that is, yes, indeed, you made assumptions. But I don't desire to strive about words to no profit, as we're committed not to do. So if you really desire to talk about that, I'm willing, but it seems like these other matters that you've made primary and uppermost are more profitable, like the Calvinistic teaching, and then why you haven't gotten a response from
Jake,
Ryan,
and
Sean.
They're all just sin that I see, that until you can prove to me otherwise, they're sin. They're unbiblical doctrine. They're false ways. Like promoting Calvinists. And Rick, go back and listen to the audio. When I brought up Paul Washer, which at that time I think you guys might have just stopped promoting him, or we're still promoting him, you said, well, he's fallen into sin. And you couldn't give an answer to what sin had he recently fallen into. He didn't go out and cheat on his wife that I know of. He's been a Calvinist his whole life. His whole ministry, I should say. How people, Jordan, who say they've separated themselves from evangelicalism. Paul Washer is one of the huge supporters of John MacArthur, the most wicked evangelical man, most famous, I should say, and wicked. And yet you guys promote them, play their sermons. What would you guys think if you saw me promoting Mormons on my website?
Well, we don't promote John MacArthur. We're actually doing a, you know, we've been grieved with his sermons, and we don't even believe he has a testimony of conversion.
Paul Washer's one of his best supporters. They believe the same things.
Well, we also do not commend Paul Washer.
How long ago were you promoting his videos, Rick?
Well, he preached some very, very spirit-filled sermons in the beginning of his ministry when he came back from Peru. But he's forsaken those ways.
He was always a Calvinist.
But even now, well, I don't know, Jim, how much you've listened to his early sermons. Have you done a lot of research on that?
I know Paul Washer enough to know. Now, if you want to inform me that yesterday he repented of all of his Calvinism and made it public, I'm not aware of that. I know enough to know that Paul Washer is a heretic. He teaches the false assurance of always once saved, always saved. He teaches Calvinist doctrines. He's worldly. His children learn martial arts, which is a mystic, New Age occult way. He doesn't teach biblical dress. He teaches the evangelical, Roman Catholic, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. What more must I say to avoid such a wicked man?
Well, Jim, I don't know if you're... Maybe if you could just take some more time to consider what we're saying, it would help our conversation not to go in circles. But you yourself already acknowledged that Ricky said that we believe he's fallen into sin. And you just mentioned many of the reasons that we believe he's fallen into sin.
So you guys didn't know he was your leaders didn't know, you weren't elders then. Your leaders, who are young, I'm not going to hold their age over their head, but they are young, probably inexperienced in much because of their youthful age, they didn't see that he was a Calvinist when they were promoting him all over the place. That is so troubling. Lack of discernment for elders.
Well, Jim, I just entreat you, I think that you've interrupted me every time and gone a completely different direction without letting me finish answering your question.
I'm still waiting for the question, why are Sean and Ryan and Jake not answering me?
You're actually asking a number of questions, Jim, and I'm just trying to let you lead the conversation and the things that you find are most important.
Well, I'll let you. I'm listening. Why are Sean and Jake and Ryan, why am I not speaking to them instead of you gentlemen? For the fifth time.
The conversation we were having about Paul Washer.
Why are you going back to Paul Washer? I'm asking, why are Sean and Jake and Ryan not answering me?
I'm not going back to Paul Washer. You're the one that brought it up, and you were just asking many questions maybe 10 seconds ago about it.
So I've asked, this will be the third time in the last 40 seconds. Why are not Sean, Jake, and Ryan answering me?
If I try to answer, are you going to let me finish?
Are you going to answer that question?
Because I've actually tried to answer twice now in our conversation, but you've interrupted me and you've taken the conversation in a different direction. That's actually how we've gotten onto this matter about Paul Washer and Calvinism.
Okay.